It's very important to leave yourself time to transfer your answers from your test paper to the answer sheet. A lot of students, they work through the booklet and then they realize there's no time to transfer their answers. So make sure you leave time for this. Okay, my fifth tip is a very, very common error students make. 3 words or less. In the reading section, also in the listening, in the instructions, you will often see the words, write 3 words or less. They mean write 3 words or less. A lot of students write too many words here. So for example, if I'm doing a reading, on archaeology and, you know, I have to write an answer and my answer is the tomb of the pharaoh, for example. This is a pharaoh, if you don't know, from ancient Egypt. If the instructions tell me write 3 words or less, and my answer is the tomb of the pharaoh, I've written way too many words. I've written 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So that's too many. So I would get this wrong on the IELTS. I'd get a big X. Even though my answer was right, because I didn't follow the instructions, and I wrote too many words, I'm going to get it wrong. So what would be the correct answer in this case is the Pharaoh's tomb. This is 3 words. So in this example, that would be correct. We haven't gone over 3 words. Also, I could write for these questions, maybe 1 word or maybe 2 words. I can write 1, 2, or 3 words, no more than that. Very common mistake.